Jeremiah chapter number 7. I guess we go ahead and start with verse number 1. Why don't we stand if you're able in this house for amen. Verse number 1. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen to this. Saying, now here's the Lord speaking. Verse number 2. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there the word. And say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, and enter in at these gates to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for standing here today, tonight, this afternoon. It's going to be one of them. Amen. Thank you for standing here for the word of the Lord. If God would help us for just a few minutes, I'd like to ask us a question. Amen. Based upon the text here, amen. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Jeremiah had went down to the house of God. Amen. And as he, I don't know what that is, ringing. Amen. And as he got up on the steps, amen. And he walked up on the steps of the temple of the house of God. Amen. And he got up on there and the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. And he gave him a word. I read to you. Amen. In the presence of your hearing, stand in the gates of the Lord's house and proclaim there the word and say, hear ye the word of the Lord. And all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates, amen, to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Amen. So, what I want to kind of pull out of here without taking this out of context. Amen. Here Jeremiah was at the steps of the church, and the Lord said, there's some things you must ask yourself when you get on the church steps. Hallelujah. And in our case, we don't have front church steps. We have a ramp. Amen. So I'd like to ask us, amen, some questions to ponder as we walk up the church ramp. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jeremiah was under orders. Amen. He was told to say something at the steps of the house of God. Amend your ways and your doings. Don't come in here. Amen. And just repeat the pious phrase that you have had on your lips so long. Amen. Don't just come into the house of the Lord as a ritual and as a place to come because I feel like I have to. Amen. I preached along these lines some in the past, but sometimes, you know, we come to the house of God because it's habit. Amen. We come to the house of God because we've been taught that's what a Christian does. They go down to the house of God. And I still believe a Christian does that. Amen. Amen. They go down to the house of the Lord. Amen. And begin to worship. But I'd like to ask us some specific questions. Amen. That we should ask ourselves on the steps of the house of the Lord right here today. And first, I'd like to ask us, what did we leave behind as we started for church today? Amen. Oh, yes. Well, I can list a lot of natural things. We can list a lot of physical things that we left behind. We had to leave possessions behind. We had to leave homes behind. Amen. We had to leave a lot of things behind to come to church. Amen. Right here today. But I'd like to get a little bit more spiritual than that. Amen. I wonder if we left some prejudices behind. What does prejudice mean? Now look this word up. It's an adverse judgment or opinion formed unfairly or without knowledge and without facts. I don't know about you, but I tell you, a lot of people have unformed incisions or decisions that they made upon people long before they ever get down to the house of God. Amen. Did you hear that? Adverse judgment or an opinion formed unfairly without knowledge or without facts. That can ruin a service. Did you hear me? It may be the likes and the dislikes of the preacher. It may be the likes or the dislikes of a singer. It may be the likes or the dislikes of somebody sitting in that pew. Amen. Oh, I come to tell you can't have church until you leave that behind. Amen. I told you of the church that had a church split. Amen. Inside of that church, about they was in the process of remodeling. Amen. And about half of them wanted blue carpet. And the other half wanted a different color. Seemed like it might have been red. The other half wanted red carpet. And they got in a quarrel. And they got aggravated one and another. And you know what happened? They struck a line down the middle, Brother George. And they put blue carpet on one side and red carpet on the other side. Amen. Give this half of the church the color pew they wanted. And the other half of the church the color pew. Amen. Let me tell you something. They still built a church and they still had a church, but they didn't have a church. Amen. You can't have church like that. Amen. You can't have church bringing prejudices along. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not trying to preach a dictatorship. Amen. Whatsoever. But I come to tell us, amen, what we better do. Amen. We better get in behind the move of God. We better get in behind, amen, the man of God. And we better say, I'm going down to the house of the Lord, leaving dislikes behind, leaving prejudices behind, leaving hatred behind, because I want to have church. Amen. A common denominator. I thought it was very neat, Brother Zach. They had about 16 or 17 there today. Amen. That was in the original storefront. I've never been in the storefront. They talk about that pole. Amen. It was right in the middle. They shout and run around that pole. I've never in that building. But they had a few of them stand up in the service today and testified. Amen. From being all the way back in the storefront. They had a few testify that had got saved in the furniture building, which is the fellowship hall now. Amen. How the Lord saved them. Amen. They had some testify that had got saved and came to the new building. That's only been there 7 years. And the common denominator was this. Amen. From those 16, 18 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, to those that's just recently been coming. Amen. And they said, hey, I've noticed one thing. When we came to church and the devil was trying to kill our family, and the devil was trying to get us to quit God and quit the church. Amen. And just give up on God. Amen. One thing we did, we came on to church and we got behind the move of God. And they said this, God was always faithful. God was always faithful to come on, give us a word. And if you'll leave prejudices behind, and if you'll leave opinions behind, you can come to church. Amen. And expect God to move. Jeremiah said, there's some things you better ask yourself on the church step. Leave them behind. Amen. Oh, yes. Hatred should be left behind. It has no place in the house of God. Listen to me here. Amen. Oh, if thou bring thy gift, amen. Matthew said, to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Some of you better tighten your seatbelt. I'm going to preach a little while here today. Amen. Did you hear that? You can't have church when you have hatred and aught in your heart against one another. You can come put a show on. You can come sing a song. You can come put a smile on your face. But God said, leave it on the altar. Leave hatred and leave prejudice on the altar of the Lord. You can't have church. You can't have a move of God with things like that in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Criticism should be left behind. Oh yeah. The only reason some people can go to church, amen, or rather go to church, is so they can criticize and look for flaws. Let me tell you something. If you want to criticize me, you have a lot of material to choose from. I don't speak plain. Amen. Matter of fact, I got mountain lingo that only mountain people understand. Amen. Oh yeah. This old boy been been helping me lately. Bill got put in jail. Amen. He ain't gonna be out till late October, looks like. 75 days in jail. Amen. But I got this old boy. Amen. He's from up where I'm from. I ain't talked to a boy like that in a long time. Sister Dottie. Hey, come on. If some of you is in the truck with us, you wouldn't even understand. I forgot I knew them words. I forgot I knew the meaning of some of them words. Glory to God. Hey, amen. I come to tell us right here today. Amen. If we're gonna have revival, and if we're gonna have a move of God, there's some things that we gotta leave at the steps of the house of the Lord. Jeremiah, tell them to amend their ways. Jeremiah, tell them it's some things they gotta do away with if they're gonna have revival. Amen. You can sit there on me. Amen. If you want tonight, I feel the devil in this house. Amen. I feel the enemy right here in this house today. Amen. Tell you something, I ain't no novice at this. Amen. I've been in this thing all of my life. I don't know what's going on in this house right here tonight. But I know this. Amen. I'm going to preach on through it. And I'm going to tell somebody. Amen. I tell you what you better do. You better leave some things on the steps of the house of God and not bring them into the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Criticisms should be left behind. Amen. Don't pick and pie. If somebody gets up here and sings a song, amen, I don't care if they can't carry a tune in a bucket. Get in there and clap your hands and worship God. I've seen the Lord move in that. Had you, Brother George? I've seen Brother Marshall Atkins get up with a pair of glasses that only went around one ear, and the other side didn't even have an ear holder. They've got his glasses hanging sideways. He was out of tune. Amen. They was playing one key on the instruments and he's singing in another key. Amen. But directly, the Spirit of the Lord got in that. You know why, Sister Lula? Amen. Because somebody said, I'm leaving some things on the steps of the church before I go in. I'm leaving them out there because I want to have church. I want to have a move of God. I don't want to lose my children. I don't want to lose my family. I don't want to lose the Spirit of God in the house of the Lord.
You're out, brother.
Secondly, amen. So preach a little bit. I didn't even have time. You got to leave worldliness at the steps of the church.
Come on.
I can preach a while right there. I got so much more I got to get into, and it's already late. Amen. You got to leave worldliness at the steps of the church house door. You can't come in bringing the world. Come on now. Woo! Oh, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. Brother Anthony, there's too many churches that have tried that, and it don't work. You can bring strobe lights in. You know what the modern church does? They bring strobe lights, and they got these fog machines, and they let off fog in the church, and they got strobe lights, and imitating a party, amen, or something out in the world. What they're trying to do, amen, is reiterate the Holy Ghost and the power of God with some kind of an emotion. Let me tell you, sir, you can't imitate the power of the Holy Ghost. I said you can't imitate that. Glory to God. I guess it was Friday night. Amen. The Brother Marquis. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell in that place. I guess they had 10 or 12 from that street ministry. Homeless, drug addicts, rough people. Amen. Several of them was praying for salvation that night. And we got in them altars. And we prayed. Amen. And after several of them prayed, I tell you, it's hard to explain. I've been in services like that before. Amen. But it's been a while since I've been in one quite like that. But all of a sudden, it was the sound of the rushing mighty wind. Thank God in here. The Holy Ghost fell in that house. God got to moving. People got to shouting and erupting all in that house. Why? Because some people left some things on the church step. They left some things outside the church and said, I'd rather be anointed. I'd rather be under the power of God more than anything. Glory to God. So, I got to move on here. I got to talk to us about some things. Well, I already talked about what we ought to leave behind. So what are some things we ought to bring with us to church? What we carry home depends on a great deal upon what we brought. Most of our preparation for church deals upon, amen, oh yes, what we wear. Several of you took a shower, amen, got your clothes ironed and picked them out and said, here's what I think I'm going to wear today. Oh yeah, we spent a lot of time. Amen. Some of you even had to make a decision when you got in the driveway. Which car or automobile am I going to drive today? That's a good problem to have, ain't it? Amen. A lot of decisions we had to think what we was going to bring to the house of the Lord today. But some things I'd like to preach to us. Amen. It's not what you wore. Amen. Not even what you drove. Amen. Not even what kind of Bible. Some of you might have a Thompson chain. Some of you might have a Dake. Some of you might have a Nelson. Amen. As long as it says KJV, I don't really care what kind of Bible you brought. Amen. But I like a King James Version. Amen. Come on. Oh, amen. I'll tell you some important things that we ought to bring to the house of the Lord. Amen. We are to bring an open mind. Great God in heaven, we are to come with a mind saying, Lord, I'm coming to your house today and I believe anything is possible. I believe, Brother Anthony, before this service is over, I don't know how long it's going to be, because be honest with you, I'm tireder probably than every one of you. Amen. I go hundreds of miles, amen, this weekend. I've got a lot of my, I've already preached today with everything in me. Amen. So I ain't going to, amen, give up easy right here. I fought opposition. I pushed the weight all this far. But I tell you what I can believe can happen in this service right here today. I believe Anthony can leave healed by the power of God. I said, I believe Anthony can leave this service today a different man. I believe he can leave different than when he came. I believe Jason Painter could leave different than when he came. I believe Keith Lucas could leave different than when he came. I come with an open mind that God can move in this service.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll have you.
Brother George been sick.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother George been suffering. I believe he can leave different than when he came. I didn't know, Sister Dottie. I'm sorry, somebody said, Brother Daniel been sick. Brother Earl, matter of fact, was telling me. Amen. I didn't know he'd been sick. And I know he's not here. But I believe God could do something right here at the Touch and Milton, West Virginia, if we would open up our mind. You know, sometimes, Brother George, why we can't have a move of God, we got our minds so narrow that our ears are touching. And we've already kicked God out of the equation. We've already said, God, here's the way it's going to be. It ain't never going to get no better. I'm going to be sick. My marriage is going to be a treachery. Amen. I ain't going to have a prayer life. I can't understand the Bible. We've already got it pinned out and figured out. We need to open our minds and say, if I could get in the presence of God, anything is possible. Your lost wayward child can get saved. Amen. Oh, that wife of Brother George's, and I've only met her a couple of times. God can change her heart right here today. Hey, what is it you need the Lord to open your mind and believe God can do it?
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, yes. An open mind welcomes truth. Amen. Amen. There are those sitting in the pews. Hey! Amen. And they just don't believe God can do it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I wish I could persuade you here today. God can do it.
Amen. Woo!
Hey, amen. I'm not preaching, Brother Keith, as a man that's got it all together. I'm not preaching as a man that's standing here whole. I don't even know, Brother Anthony, if you even heard. Hey, amen. They tell me only 30-some% of my heart's even working. Hey, God. I got up here preaching the other day, and I got so out of breath, I finally just had to quit. Amen. It was kind of embarrassing, really, but the Lord had moved thus far. Amen. And the Holy Ghost took it on over. Amen. But I come to tell us, I need a miracle. Amen. Open up my mind. Help me, God, to believe. Oh, things are possible to them that believe.
Wow.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Why don't we raise our hand? I don't want to bypass the Spirit of the Lord here. I know some of you are carnal minded and you can't tell that the Lord's even trying to move right here. But the Holy Ghost is in this house. The Holy Ghost is in this house. Amen. Oh! Amen. Keep them raised. Keep them raised. Let's praise Him. Let's say, Lord, open my mind. Amen. I know some things I need God to move for me on. I believe some of you know some things. You need to look. Amen. Why don't you ask Him right here in this preaching part? Why don't you ask Him, Lord? Would you do that right there? God, would you do that? Great God. How many believe God could go down at the neurology floor in St. Mary's Medical Center on a Sunday afternoon? Ooh, amen. Great God, almost 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. And touch Melissa Nissen. How many believes it? How many believes God to do a miracle in this house today? Yeah.
The name of the
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
I got way more to preach, and I'm trying to debate on what I even need to do here.
Thank you.
Pray with the church. Pray with. I need to pray in church. I need somebody to pray and say, God, I want your will right here. God moving in this house. God moving in this house right here today. You see every heart. You see every hurt. You see every obstacle. You see every mountain. Amen. You see every need. God, you see the midnight hour. God, you see, amen, those nights when the devil said, nobody cares. Those nights when the devil said, you're never going to get up out of this sick bed. Those nights the devil said, you'll never be well again. I come to tell the devil, amen, God can do it today.
Jesus, today, Lord.
I mean, that song, girls, y'all was playing a while ago. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. I believe. Here's what I believe. I believe the Lord wants to heal somebody sick today. Amen. Here's what I believe. I believe the Lord wants to pick up a heavy load. Amen. That somebody's carrying. And that load is about to weigh you down. That load is about to break you down. Hey, God. In heaven. Amen. Let me tell you this, Sister April. Listen to this. Amen. There was a preacher. Amen. In the past. Amen. By the name, I'll even call his name because hardly anybody in this house would know him. But his name was Edenfield. He was a powerful preacher. I mean, he'd go preach and hundreds would get the Holy Ghost. Brother Don Rich. Amen. Brother George. My icon, my hero, preached in Panama. And they got saved by the scores over there. But he couldn't get through to them about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So he brought Edenfield with him. And Edenfield went over there and preached a whole revival on the Holy Ghost. And hundreds of them Panama, amen, got the Holy Ghost. God used Edenfield. God was upon the man of God. But did you know Edenfield backslid in a horrible way? I can't get into it. He left God deep into sin. Amen. And all kinds of young people said, I don't even
Ghost. I don't even know if I'm even saved because I got it under Edmund Fields' ministry. Let me tell you something. Amen. The holiness movement was in a tizzy, and John Gabbert stood to the occasion, and he said, God spoke to me, amen, and said, amen, your salvation and your experience of the Holy Ghost was not in the messenger, it was in the message of a living God. And I come to tell you, it's not in the messenger. Your hero might backslide. That preacher might go down the road and commit an affair. But great God, God is still on the throne. God is still in heaven. God, amen, still does it today.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
The messenger might fall.
Come on.
But the message will stand for eternity. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, no wonder I felt the hordes of hell fighting in this house. Hey, amen. Great God in heaven. You better pray for me. Because I feel, amen, that hook we're drawing. I feel that wheel in the middle of a wheel turning in my heart. Great God, I'm waiting on you. I said, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on the Lord to move on you. Right here today, open up your mind and believe God can do it today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Give me a little beat, girls. Don't sing yet. Just start playing.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Somebody spiritual enough, you get up here and pray with my brother. Get up here and help God get him what he needs. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. Amen. Oh, you need to open your mind up. You got it closed. And you said it can't happen. But oh, I felt the Lord say it can happen. It not only happen, it can happen today. All right. We got one of these orders. I know there's more than Emily in this house that needs a touch of God. You pray in this seat long enough, you need to step out and say, God, I need help. Lord, I need you to move. I need a healing. I got a lost loved one. They need to be saved. Amen. I got an issue. God, if you don't do it, amen. It's gonna spiral out of control. I need you to do it right here today. I know we ain't got a lot of us. I know we got a small crowd right here today. I tell you, I could have preached a little sermon and wrote off into the sunset, but I felt this burning on my heart. Go ahead, Ray, let's sing. Come on, you need help.
I couldn't see it then, but I can see it.
Every moment where I Yeah. Worn out from the same old vow. We've all